We'd like to say hello and welcome to our show. You are listening to Trigger Happy Memories from Amory, Wisconsin on WPCA 93.1 FM radio. This is community radio. My name is Mike Murtha, and somewhere we got Eddie Schmidt in this room. We thought we were going to have to put you in the hallway, Eddie, or the bathroom, but you did make it in the studio, so good to see you.
I got a new corner.
Oh, you got a new corner. Okay. But we're so glad that you tuned in, because we got a real special show tonight. We have three guests. And we're proud to tell you that we have Greg Wheeler, John Lynch, and Randy Sims with us. And they make up the better part of a group called the Eclectic Barn Boys from Oakland. How'd they do with that name? Is that
Andy?
And they're going to share some music, of course, and some lively stories. We're live in the studio, and we've got some guitars, bass guitar, steel guitar, harmonica, and I brought the tuba just in case you need it. So, no, I didn't. And we have some very talented voices here that are going to help to entertain everybody. So sit back and listen. Tell your friends and neighbors that this is small town, hometown, old-fashioned radio, just the way we like it. We hope that you do too. We hope that we trigger some happy memories. Yes, let's do it. Once again, this is Trigger Happy Memories. If you're just tuning in, we are live here in Amory, Wisconsin. Like I mentioned, we have Greg Wheeler and John Lynch and Randy Sins with us. And we're excited. This is going to be lots of fun. Eddie, good to see you again.
Good to see you over there.
Yeah. Can you get any more in that microphone? Or are you
okay? Well, we got a
okay.
Corner.
Okay. All right. You're close as you can get. Huh?
Yep.
So, yeah. Well, we had some fun Saturday. We played at the Baldwin Legion and had a good time with Trigger Happy.
Yep, and that was a lot of fun, and had John back with us.
Yeah, that was fun to have John back with us. Can you give us a little update on Bob Zonk?
Bob had surgery on Monday, and it came out real good. Dave knows a lot about it, too, that it went real well, and he's coming right around.
Sure.
And I think he might even come home Friday or Saturday.
That's what I've heard.
Yeah.
Well, good. We've got Dave Corbett engineering with us tonight, which we're... Thank you, Dave.
Thank you, Dave.
For helping with that. And, I went and took the snow tires off the car this week. I wasn't thinking, took the... Drained out the 10 white oil, put in 30 for the hot summer, and put the screen windows on the house, took the storm windows off. And so here we got just barely above... 35 here tonight, so
I'd have to cover the plants. So.
Yes, so but we got the fly tape out too. I put that up in the kitchen. So like I mentioned, we have Dave Corbett with us tonight. Dave has a great show here in the morning. We're going to try to talk to Dave sometime throughout the night here a little bit, but Dave's got a long history of radio going back to WCCO, and I've shared this with Dave before. My dad was a big fan of Boone and Erickson, but Dave would call in about 5:30 from the barn, and you could hear the cows, and my dad would wait for that. It was he always had something very clever to add, and Dad would tell us, you should have heard what Dave said this morning. So good to have you here, David. We're going to do lots of music. I just want to visit with you guys briefly, so people like to have to get feel like they kind of get to know you a little bit too, but I'm going to start with you, Greg. You are into farming, just like Dave Corbett is, I understand now. Huh?
I'm not milking any cows. We've got maple syrup going, and we've got a small apiary, that's honeybees. And so we're getting into honey season now.
Well, nice, yeah.
Yeah.
It's your folks' place. And
yeah, it's my old, my grandpa moved up there in 51 as a beekeeper and a maple syrup producer. My folks took over in 74, and now my wife and I, my wife somewhat begrudgingly, here in the last couple of years.
Yeah, well, good. I've been to your place, not lately, but nice place. And Randy, you're an investment broker, still working your day job?
Yep, still at Stifel, and take care of my own clients, manage the office, and sure. I think we got a bunch of office staff listening tonight.
Oh, so good.
Want to say hi to them.
Sure, yes. And John Lynch took over a job last year. It kind of got stalled, I guess, but Country Jam.
Yeah, and we're back going full steam this year. Yeah. COVID restrictions are being lifted, so looks like it's going to be a great year.
Oh, great, yeah. You and I were talking earlier about some of the newer artists that you have, I'm not up to speed with all these guys, but I did watch the CMA Awards this year, and I thought the music was really good. You thought the same thing?
I did. Boy, there's a lot of talent out there, and the old guys like us and the throwback artists, none of us are ready to quit, and the new guys are coming in, so there's a lot of talent available out there right now.
I just thought the music was a little more traditional sounding.
It's circled around before. Yeah. I think it's going to circle around again.
I think you're right, yeah. So anyhow, we're going to get some music going here. I'm going to turn you guys loose and you guys, whatever you got going there.
All right. Well, boys, we usually start with an old Charlie Pride song, so we might as well keep that tradition rolling. Ready? This is one called Is Anybody Going to San Antonio? Oh, 1, 2, 3, 4. The brim of my head sure is cold today. Here I am walking down 66. Wish she hadn't done me that way. Sleeping under a table in a roadside park. Man could wake her up dead. But it sure seems warmer here than it did. Sleeping in our king size bed. Is anybody going to San Antonio, Phoenix, Arizona? Any place is all right as long as I can forget I've ever known her. Yeah. Eddie Schmidt. Wind whipping down the neck of my shirt like I ain't got nothing on. But I'd rather be fighting the wind and rain than what I've been fighting at home. Yonder comes a truck with the U.S. mail, people writing letters back home. Tomorrow she'll probably want me back, but I'll still be just as gone. Is anybody going to San Antonio, Phoenix, Arizona? Any place is all right as long as I can forget I've ever known her. Is anybody going to San Antonio, Phoenix, Arizona? Any place is all right as long as I can forget I've ever known her. Take her home, Greg.
Very nice, John. That's really good.
Boy, the excitement is contagious and the enthusiasm overwhelming here in the studio.
Absolutely.
I wish all the folks out in Radio Land could be here with us. Because we're just so proud to be here.
We're proud, yes. And this is WPCA Radio 93.1. And if you're just tuning in, we've got the Eclectic Barn Boys with us. Randy Sins and John Lynch and Greg Wheeler. And I think Eddie Schmidt plays with that group once in a while
as
well. Yes.
Every chance we can get him, we get him.
Yes. That's about six other bands say the same thing. Yeah. And that's I understand why. I've been fortunate to play with Eddie for a long, long time.
He's been the most up-and-coming steel player in this part of the state for a long time.
Yes, he has. Yeah. Guys, do another song here.
All right.
Here's an old Charlie Rich song. For all, dedicate to all the old fellers out there and gals. Two, three, ba-da-dum-ba-da. Once was a thought inside my head, before I'd reach 30 I'd be dead. Somehow on and on I go, oh, oh, keep on rolling with the flow. Folks said that I would change my mind, I'd straighten up and do just fine. Oh, but I still love rock and roll, oh, oh, keep on rolling with the flow. I got my age-old raising kids, not raising hell quite like I did. I got a lot of crazy friends, they forgive me of my sins. Some might be calling me a bum, but I'm still out there having fun. And Jesus loves me, yes I know, oh, 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 oh. Keep on rolling with the flow. Play that. Raising kids, not raising hell quite like I did. I got a lot of crazy friends, they forgive me of my sins. Can't take it with you when you're gone, but I want enough to get there on. I ain't ever growing old, oh, 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 keep on rolling with the flow. I ain't ever growing old, oh, 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 keep on rolling with the flow.
Keep on rolling with the flow.
Keep on rolling with the flow.
Keep on rolling.
Keep on rolling with the flow.
Keep on rolling with the flow.
Keep on rolling with the flow.
Oh, very nice. That's Greg Wheeler. Nice job, Greg.
Thanks, Mike.
That's a great song.
That is a dandy.
That's probably my favorite Charlie Rich song. He's a great singer, wasn't he?
Oh, boy. What a song.
Man.
Yeah.
Yeah. John and I were talking about the awards way back when John Denver won the Male Vocalist of the Year. I think Charlie Rich introduced him.
He read the award.
And
got a little unruly.
Yeah, didn't he burn it or something?
He did.
Yeah. I think that's the last time my brother John watched the CMA Awards when John Denver won the...
I think that's the last time Charlie Rich watched him, too.
Yeah, you're right.
The building, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, boy, that was good. Well, your bass sounds good, Randy. Man, it sounds nice. But
thank you.
Yes. Guys, do some more music.
All right. here's a song written by a fellow by the name of Russell Smith. And Russell was the lead singer for a group called the Amazing Rhythm Aces. Mm. And anyway, great songwriter, singer, and he passed away here a little over a year ago. And I think this is probably one of my favorite songs that he wrote. It's one called, and George Jones had this out, had a hit on it, and I think Leroy Parnell did it too. So it's one called The Rock.
One, two, three.
full. When you wake up in the morning and you wonder why no one's beside you, where I usually lay, and you think you hear the sound of distant thunder. That's just your old rock rolling away. I was a rock standing strong for you. There is nothing I wouldn't do, no matter the cost. Ready to pay. Now you say I'm only holding you down, like some old rock you've been dragging around. Yes, I'm a rock, but I'm rolling away.
Singing lead on that. Woo! This is WPCA Radio 93.1. We have the Eclectic Barn Boys here with us from Eau Claire. And Randy, of course, you have a couple other bands that you're real active with too. What's your
17?
Maybe more than two or three. I'm sure you have a busy summer going on, or come on.
Yeah, actually, a lot of outdoor stuff. So let's hope the weather cooperates this year. But I'm probably got about 50 some dates between now and the end of the year. So yeah,
good for you.
Keeping busy. So
yeah, and the other groups.
Got to mention the Better Half. I play with my wife's group, the Suorfield Band.
Mm.
And we've got another group called Two Rivers. And Radadada is playing on Sunday over at the Pioneer in Menominee. And Ranger Rudy and the Swinging Wingtips, which Johnny here is part of.
Sure.
Eddie fills in once in a while for us and has. And we're over at Jake's on Saturday night. So
good.
Yeah, and then a few more. So
sure.
We don't have all day, so.
Yeah. Well, good. And those who don't remember who John Lynch is, he was with the Memories for many years. And by the way, I talked to Tim Stevens. It's okay for us to use Trigger Happy Memories. He said it was okay. So.
Oh, well, as long as you get the word from the big fella, then you're good. Randy made me a little nervous when he said he was going to mention the Better Half. I thought we might get a little fight started over here amongst bass players.
That's right.
And we talked about Tim a little bit. I'm hoping we can get Tim to come up and do this show with us sometime.
I bet you can.
Yeah, that would
I
be
bet
fun.
You can.
A good friend of mine, Rod Sather, who listens to our show, followed the Memories, and he asked me, is he'd heard you on the show whenever it was back, and he said, is Tim ever going to be on the show? And I said, I don't know. We'll find out. So we'll work on that. Maybe you guys can.
You should do that the same day that they have that Turkey Digger Golf Open up here in Amory, because I know Tim likes to play in that. Matter of fact, I'm pretty sure he's a former champion of that, just because he's the biggest sandbagger in West Central Wisconsin.
Cheater.
Yeah. Yes. Anyway, let's go back to some more music. You guys get some more? Are you tapped out already?
Yeah, we're pretty much tapped out. Start repeating things. There's a Charlie Pratt. No, okay. Let's do one that I wanted to learn because I love the way Eddie plays steel on this. It's written by Johnny Paycheck and a friend of his, and it was a big hit for Tammy Wynette. Then I'm going to do the...
You're going to sing just like her?
I'm going to do my best Tammy Wynette right now.
Wow. That'll be
just like her.
I've never heard this. So.
Yeah, so don't get too close to me if you're doing George Jones.
Okay,
so.
All right.
We've actually got folks listening, too, that strum along with us, so it's great to throw out the keys before we start.
Okay. This is in the key of C, and the first chord is F. Just jump in where you can and hang on.
Is that for Eddie's benefit?
Yeah, he was telling us for everybody else.
Right.
Three, four, one. Just follow the stairway to this lonely world of mine. You'll find me waiting here in apartment number 9. Not so very long ago, you walked away. Surrounds me without your arms around me, and the sun will never shine in apartment number 9. Thank you.
waiting in this lonely room, just in case you change your mind. Surrounds me without your arms around me, and the sun will never shine in apartment number 9. No, the sun will never shine in apartment number 9.
Very nice. That's John Lynch doing that. Very good, John.
Tammy Wynette.
Yes.
I made him learn that one.
You know, I learned it after my hair turned platinum.
Platinum. Let's keep going. Some more music. You guys got something to do?
Yeah, here's an old Merle Haggard song called Holding Things Together With You Gone. We're going to get Ed to do his Norm Hamlet impersonation on that steel guitar.
Counter off, Eddie.
What gear is
that's
this?
That's a key A.
Oh, good.
Just for the listeners out there.
Yes, make sure we tell it.
Thanks for cueing them in.
Together ain't no easy thing to do when it comes to raising children. It's a job meant for two. Alice, please believe me, I can't go on and on, holding things together with you gone. Today was Angie's birthday, I guess it slipped your mind. I tried twice to call you, but no answer either time. But the postman brought a present. I mailed some days ago. I just signed it love from Mama. So Angie wouldn't know. Holding things together ain't no easy thing to do when it comes to raising children. It's a job meant for two. Alice, please believe me, I can't go on and on, holding things together with you gone.
Well, here, Eddie, turn around.
Thank you.
together with you gone.
Very nice. That's Greg Wheeler doing that. Good job, Greg.
Thank you.
Some of you folks remember Greg Wheeler was with our group, John and Dave, way back at the Country Dam. Uncle Bob, Bob Holmes, you remember him? He's in town here. He listens to our show.
Hey, Uncle Bob.
Yeah, he remembers you guys, and had lots of good memories with him.
Okay, well, that's good. I hope they're good memories.
Yes. Well,
I can't imagine climbing up those steps and playing above that bar today.
I know it today. You're right.
With our old, I mean, where was OSHA?
That's, yeah. It's funny somebody didn't fall off there.
I'm hauling our PA up there.
Oh, man.
That was quite a...
Yeah, we were younger.
Yeah. Do you guys ever have dreams about being up on that stage and falling off?
I have dreams about the place, but I guess I don't remember that. But I probably woke myself up before I fell off. But yeah, it was a great place. Once you were up there, it was a great place to play. Yeah. It was just
we hauled a. I remember I played up there one time with Randy Klein, and we hauled an M3 Hammond organ up there. And then up that little steps.
Yeah, that was a great place. So and it was. It was the era that, and I think when the casino came in, everything along Highway 8 kind of changed, and eventually a lot of them were gone, you know, but it just, a lot of things changed along that.
Especially the Pink Tavern.
And now Eddie cannot find his way home since they tore the Pink Tavern down.
I don't know where to turn left anymore.
Oh, Randy, you got another song there?
Sure. Let's do, this is an old Don Gibson song. Decided to. There's so many of these songs I used to do with my dad back years and years ago, so it's always fun to do some of those. This one's called Just One Time.
What key? You get an LCP?
Listeners out there.
And the guys in the station here that don't know, this would be in the key of D.
D.
About D.
About D, yes. Wish I could see you just one time. Oh, how it eased my troubled mind. If I could hold you just one time, and then pretend that you're still mine. It's that used to thrill me so. How they thrill someone else I know. Gone is the love that once was mine. Wish I could see you just one time. Oh, 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 how I miss you so. Oh, I need you so. I give this heart of mine. If I could see you just one time. Just one time. Turn back the pages and then I'll find that same old love that once was mine. Wish I could see you just one time. Oh, 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 how I miss you so. Oh, I need you so. I give this heart of mine. Just one time. Oh, how I miss you so. Oh, I need you so. I give this heart of mine. If I could see you just one time. If I could see you just one time. If I could see you just one more time.
that good, Eddie?
Man.
That harmony reminds me of Marty Robbins, those guys that sang behind him. Those guys were so good. This sounds just like it. Really nice. Oh, I like that.
You guys ought to get together and do some shows.
Yeah, you should.
Think about getting a steel player.
Randy, you mentioned your dad. I know we talked when you were a guest with us before. Yeah. And I mean, there was lots of good stories that you told, but the one about when, I believe it was Roger Miller.
Yeah.
Can you tell that story again?
Well, it's just, Dad had a pretty good country band at the time. And, you know, back in the 50s and 60s, when an artist would come, a nationally known artist would come to the area, they generally only brought one or two people with them, and then they would use what they called a pickup band. And it was generally a local band, and a lot of times the radio stations would kind of try to hook them up with somebody. And Dad had a pretty good band with a lot of different instrumentation and stuff. And so he did a lot of shows with Ray Price and Farron Young and George Morgan and some of those guys. Well, whenever, I remember I've got a picture of me when I was, couldn't have been over 5 years old, but there's a picture of this young fella sitting in the green room playing an acoustic guitar, and I'm standing next to him, and it was Roger Miller. Mm. Roger was playing fiddle at that time with Ray.
With Ray.
It, he had to be like 20 years old, something like that. So, it's at the time Dad was doing that, I was so young I didn't.
Sure.
Who anybody was or didn't really care, you know, I'm sure. But
I'm sure your dad was proud of you through all the music that then you continued
to
do.
I started playing with him when I was about 12 years old. And so many of these old country songs that we do today, Dad did. In fact, we played here, Eddie played with us a couple of weeks ago, and he did an old song called Alabama. And I hadn't played that song since I played it with my dad, you know. In the
60s.
So.
Yeah, nice. So, did you want to?
No, I'm okay. I'm just tag along tonight.
All right.
Oh, stop that. You are not.
I'm going to just throw in a little something here, if you don't mind. It was 5 years ago this month that Roger Hootmaker had passed away. And it's funny, Greg and I were talking on the way up. He said he was here 2 years ago, Greg was, and we talked about Roger. Then I think we've talked about Roger every year. He had a great polka band. And we had an opportunity to play with Roger off and on. Yeah. And Roger was a member of the Polka Busters, which is our world-famous polka band.
Yeah.
You look like you have never heard of it. John, you've heard of us.
Yeah, it's a polka band and snowmobile club, isn't it?
No.
Oh, it's not?
No, okay. It's a big old ambulance that looks like the Ghostbusters, but we have a stage on the roof.
Yeah, I've seen that on the worldwide interweb.
Well, of course, yeah.
I have.
Yes, and
you play tuba in that.
I play tuba, and of course Eddie plays sax, and Swanee would play sax with us too. Okay. But Roger would play trombone with us.
Yeah.
And it was pretty good polka band. My brother John would play banjo. He was so good, and he said, "It's not even my instrument," and he he would just shine on that thing.
It's amazing for him to be so humble.
Well, isn't it though? But and then you know, I think about Roger. He was getting up in age, and he had a little bit of arthritis, and I think he had a hip replacement. Trying to crawl on top of that ambulance reminds me of what we're talking about, trying to get on the stage at the Country Dam. And now we're getting to about that. Of course, I wear them wingtip shoes that are slippery and trying to climb up on that thing. And
well, it's all about fashion.
It's I have polyester pants, and they're pink.
Lucky.
Well, you wear them tonight, aren't you?
I am, yes. I always wear them, yes. So we'll do a little song called "You Are My Sunshine." You guys help me out with some harmonies. Right. We'll do it in the key of E.
All right.
And Eddie and Greg and whatever, you guys just cut her loose. You are my sunshine, my only sunshine. You make me happy when skies are gray. You never know, dear, how much I love you. Please don't take my sunshine away. The other night, dear, while I was sleeping, I dreamt I held you in my arms. When I awoke, dear, I was mistaken, and I held my head and I cried. You are my sunshine,
my only sunshine. You make me happy when skies are gray. You never know, dear, how much I love you. Please don't take my sunshine away.
Here comes Eddie.
Sunshine, my only sunshine. You make me happy when skies are gray. You never know, dear, how much I love you. Please don't take my sunshine away. Please don't take my sunshine away.
The privilege to play with Roger. We used to play some old time with Eddie's mother in Idell at the Red Rooster Sunday afternoon. She booked a bunch of things and asked Eddie and I to do it. And something happened along the way. Your mom kind of stepped.
She couldn't do it anymore.
She kind of stepped up. So Roger, we called up Roger, and he played concertina really well, and got him in. And we kept doing our little polka show. It was lots of fun. But yes. I want to say hello to a few folks here, and our list is getting longer, which is a good thing. So, but I don't dare let everybody call everybody's name up. But you guys think of some people you want to say hello to, too. But first, my wife, Debbie. Putz. Matter of fact, Putz called Dave the other morning. He said, I'm listening to Dave Corbett's show, and I had to call him up and say, I love your selection of music. And Dave does a wonderful job.
He does a great job.
But Warren Shortus is his real name. Putz, my good buddy. We got some friends out in Spicer, Minnesota, Roger and Faye, that are listening. Rodney Sather, my old buddy, Edna Bjorkman, Gary McIntyre, recovering from some illnesses. They drained some blood out of him again, Eddie, and straight lacquer thinner again. He's been painting cars for years, but good material, too. It was very good lacquer thinner. But anyhow, Gary is back on his feet, doing well. Dan Wohl, my good buddy. Nick and Diane from Santan Valley, Arizona. We've shared lots of fun with them. There are neighbors out there. Thank you for all of your help. Jim Bjorkman, happy birthday this week. Jim had a birthday just a couple days ago. He's from Sunburst, Montana, and he's a very faithful listener. His sister Ruth is in Houston, Texas. She spends winters in Arizona. Ruth, thank you for tuning in. His sister Mary, my mother in Hammond, Wisconsin. Shirley Halliburton, Uncle Bob. Renee Butler, my brother John, I hope is listening, and Scott Nash, I talked to him today. Eddie, you want to?
Yeah, just a quick hi to my wife, Ellen Ann, our neighbors that listen all the time. I can take Greg Wheeler and the Barn Boys off the list. We don't have to say hi to them tonight. And wanted to say hi to Carrie Dean, I think is listening tonight, too. And a big thank you, shout out to Luann that's at the house and recording this show tonight on a couple of computers so we can get it on the archive. So thanks, Luann.
Greg?
I'll make this quick. Got to say hi to my wife, Joan, my son, Caleb, who turned 38 years old today. Hard to believe.
Hey, all right.
Brother John and his wife, Claire, out in Bellingham, Washington. Brother John turned 70 2 days ago. He's considerably older than me. sister-in-law, Nancy Kramer, out in Abbotsford. She's turning 29 again tomorrow. Bob and Kathy, Matt and Allie, Emerson Mazang down in Florida, the Shellas and the Bursings down in River Falls, my farm buddies, Petersons up in Luck, Perotti's down in Fairchild, the Pekka's in Eau Claire, and Cecil Berlin, the master of the old-time music down around the Eau Claire area for many years.
Nice. John?
Oh, well, I want to say hi to my wife, Jamie, and my kids, Sam and Sam Lynch and their son Hank, and Jake and Ashley Lynch and their daughter Navy, and my brand new granddaughter as of about 10 days ago, Mabel.
Yeah,
nice. Great.
Yeah. Mabel.
And
love
my,
that name.
my daughter Molly and her boyfriend Bob up in the Twin Cities, and the folks at the Country Jam office, and all the other bandmates and the sure. other gigs that we play.
Yeah. You guys got a lot more friends than I do.
friends are here.
That's right. Right. That's it. Got to say hi to my beautiful wife, Sue, and brother Todd, who usually plays with the Barn Boys.
Yeah. We
didn't have room for a drum kit in here, otherwise you'd be with us, brother Todd. So my other brother, Scott, Rob, and their wives, and all the crew at Stiefel. Tom, Kathy, Morgan, if you're listening, howdy. I know I'm forgetting somebody that I should be saying hello to, but my son Colin and Ryan, Colin and Lindsay. I've got another granddaughter on the way come August, and my granddaughter Ella Bay. Ella, I hope you're listening. This is Grandpa.
All right.
Anyway,
great. That's the beauty of the internet too. You can go to the website. It's pretty simple. WPCA website. You just scroll down, it says listen now, you click on, and when I'm out in Arizona and Eddie does the show without me, I'm out there listening to the show, and that's the beauty of people all over can listen to us. So we're going to certainly thank you a lot, but thank you guys for being here. We're honored that you're here. We really are. It's just we've been fortunate to have, we've been doing this for going on 4 years, and it's because of guys like you, the old friends that still like to play and sing. So thank you so much. But we've still got some time for some music, though.
Oh, yeah.
Am I missing anything here, Eddie?
Nope. No?
Okay. Let's move on. You guys do some more music.
Let's do one that's a little quicker. This was written back in the 60s by Cat Stevens. And it was a hit for the Tremolos in the 60s. And it was a hit for a country group by the name of the Mavericks in the 90s. And it's been real good to Eddie and us boys here and the Barn Boys. And so we're going to jump right into one called Here Comes My Baby. Ready, boys? It's about G.
G, okay. About G. Three up from the big end?
Yeah, that's the one.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Here we go. One, two, three, four.
That song in the 60s?
Tremolos.
Tremolos, yeah. It was
written by Cat Stevens.
Really? That's a great song. Yeah. The Mavericks did that, you said?
Yeah, it was a big hit in the 90s for me. Yeah.
Boy, those guys were good, weren't they?
Yeah. Still are.
They still are, yeah. I love that, that lead singer's voice. He's just...
Hey, can I mention quick?
Yeah.
We got a special special thing for all the listeners of the station here tonight.
Mm-hmm.
And for Country Jam, you can get $20 off a general admission ticket if you use the promo code BARNBOYS.
Oh.
So go to the Country Jam website if you want to come. And use the promo code BARNBOYS, and it'll get you $20 off through July, or excuse me, through June 1st.
Great.
So, just for nice. WPCA listeners.
Yes, that's nice, yeah. Country Jam. What are the dates for Country Jam? Do you remember?
July 15, 16, and 17 is okay. Burned into my memory.
I bet it is. Yeah, so let's do another song before we get kicked out of here. You guys get something there?
Who was your buddy that wanted to hear 5 o'clock?
Oh, yeah, Dan Wall wanted to hear that one. Yeah.
Yeah, we'll do a little bit of 5 o'clock world.
5 o'clock shadow there, huh? Or 5 o'clock world, yes.
2, 3, 2.
Up every morning just to make a job. I gotta fight my way through the hustling mob. Sound of the city pounding in my brain while another day goes down the drain. There's a 5 o'clock world when the whistle blows. No one owns a piece of my time. There's a 5 o'clock me inside my bones, thinking that the world looks fine here. Hold a love. In the shelter of her arms, everything's okay. She talks and the world goes slipping away. I know the reason I can still go on when every other reason is gone. In my 5 o'clock world, she waits for me. Nothing else matters at all. Every time my baby smiles at me, I know that it's all worthwhile. Yeah. Oh,
originally a 60 song as well, wasn't
yes,
it?
Yes, it was, the Vogue.
Yeah, we're going to, how much, we got about a minute? 2 minutes, okay. Again, thank you guys for coming out and doing this. We hope you come back again, too, and hope we can come out and catch some of your music this summer now that we're out there doing it again. And we got a few shows. Eddie and I do a two-piece, and we got Trigger Happy. And, of course, the Polka Busters are coming out of retirement June, is it 12th, I think we're in Baldwin, I think it is. Yeah. Anyhow, and thank you, Dave Corbett, who was took over for Bob Zonk, who normally engineers for us. We want to have some prayers out for Bob. He's recovering from... He's doing real well. He had open heart surgery on Monday, I believe, and he might even be home?
No, later this week.
Oh, later this week, yeah. So doing well. And thank you again, like you said, to Lou Ann, who she's the brains of the place here, since she yeah. does so much. But... yeah, so, okay, and with that, we're going to be back again next Thursday with a rebroadcast, but we're back at the end of each month with a new show, so hope you keep tuning us in, and thanks, everybody.
Go out and see the eclectic Barn Boys.
Yes, go see, you bet, Eau Claire area, so you bet, so thank you, guys.